Let's go into the rooms, because I think Benny Cameron has the Fremantle Dockers skipper with him.
I certainly do. David Mundy, what went wrong tonight?
Yeah, well, plenty, obviously. We our stuff around the ball and our team defence, obviously, didn't rock up tonight, and we really got exposed defensively.
Now, you can't say to me that Ross just said, get your recovery right and show up on Monday, because he had you in there for a long time. What did he say?
Yeah, certainly we're disappointed at the moment, but we're sticking together. No point really going off the handle. We've got some clear things that we need to really improve on, and that we're certainly not playing Dockers football. And so our goal is to really review it really hard and diligently, and knuckle down and really dive into it.
You copped a whack around the chops early on in the game. Is your jaw okay?
Yeah, it's pretty sore. I'm not sure I'm speaking correctly either, but yeah, it's pretty sore.
You sound okay. You're fine. I'll send you upstairs. Peter Bell, Carl Langdon and Peter Vlahos.
Dave, you mentioned team defence, and no doubt you guys are trying to move the ball a bit quicker and play a bit more attacking. Are you confident they'll be able to regain that team defence for which Fremantle teams have been renowned?
Well, that's it. That's clearly our goal. We've changed a few things over the summer in relation to our ball movement, and you know, maybe they're just taking a little bit longer to kick in than we thought. But certainly at the moment we're not defending as we would like and as we've been known for in the years gone by. So I think that'll be a really big focus to try and get back to a acceptable level.
Hey Dave, it's your basic skill though, mate. I mean, it's hard to defend when you just turn the ball over so badly in transition.
Yeah, there have been a few of those in the first 2 weeks, which clearly not ideal. And you know, there are some of the turnovers are the undefendable ones, but I think we've scored well over 100 points against both weeks, and they're not all from school turnovers.
So, Dave, as Peter Bell mentioned, it's a case of actually changing the landscape in relation to the way we've seen Fremantle play. Were you hoping to get it right by now, or is it still work in progress going forward, do you think?
Oh, well, clearly on the evidence, it's still a work in progress. We thought we'd had it knuckled down a little bit better over the pre-season, but, clearly the AFL season steps up in intensity again, and we're just taking a little bit longer than what is ideal, but I think we showed in the second half that when our attitude's right and we're really knuckling down and throwing our bodies in, things can go right and go our way. So at least there's a little bit of light and a little bit to work on.
The good part is that there's no greater challenge than a derby, mate, and you get a chance to take on the West Coast Eagles next week, which is always something that everybody talks about in this town.
Yeah, it's going to be fantastic. Obviously, a formidable challenge next week, but we've really just got to focus on ourselves and get ourselves right. And we know over the last 5 or 6 years, when we turn up and play, our best is good for anyone. So that'll certainly be our goal going into next week.
Dave, it's a new world for you. On-field responsibilities, the captain for the Fremantle Dockers, and going through an early tough patch. How are you handling it all?
Obviously not an ideal start personally or as the captain of the club, but we've got some really key focuses, and it's not like we're searching for anything. We're just not playing the way that we like, so it's not too hard to really try and realign after the games in the reviews, and even during the game we're just not getting it done.
I think the good part is that, and you've got to keep pressure on for spots. I think there's no doubt in a footy team that has to happen to give the team that that extra strength. Mazungo goes back, Tabana goes back, they make impact. Darcy Tucker now a couple of more games under his belt. I mean, there is still a lot of players that if they get an opportunity can still have some impact in your team.
Yeah, certainly. And, that's what good AFL teams really rely on. You need kind of 30 to 35 guys who are really capable each week who can come in. So I'm not sure how the boys have gone today down at Peel, but, yeah, hopefully there's been some good performances.
They won by 52 points, mate.
Excellent.
In the end, Tabana had it 25 times, took 10 marks, kicked 2 goals, 4. So probably a bit like a few of you blokes, couldn't kick the goals.
At least he's getting it.
Dave, one other point, I think, and it's a positive, and I know you got a lot to work on, particularly defensively, but I thought the fact that you got 10 goals out of Fife, Walters, and also Ballantyne just goes to show that when it's all firing and working well, it's a really dangerous forward line.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we really saw that in the second half when we started to move the ball a little bit better and compete a little bit more around the ball. We were able to drive it in and get it to some one-on-one contests. And yeah, those three guys that you mentioned are really formidable players.
Thanks very much for your time, Dave. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Dave Mundy. And just remember to come along to our derby, our talking footy.